Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Reports at this later AM edition at 9:30 instead of 5:30. Hope you don't mind. I decided to broadcast the show a little later at 9:30 AM this morning. So happy Tuesday, terrific Tuesday, as one of my Facebook friends told me, happy terrific Tuesday. So happy terrific Tuesday to everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my friends who are overseas, to everyone everywhere. Just welcome to the show. Thank you so much for spending some important quality time with me. Okay? Today's topic is about parenthood over age of 35. And now we see same-sex couples, heterosexual couples, single people from both genders and in between deciding to become parents after the age of 35. Just an amazing topic. Even I, at the age of 42, I would love for a miracle to happen before my clock stopped ticking. Really. If I have a clean bill of health and 100% can have a safe pregnancy regarding my health and a baby's health, then I definitely would like to be in those numbers. At age of 19, I was at risk, and my son passed away soon after birth. Even I almost passed away. So if my doctor gave me the green light to go ahead. I sure would. But there are so many options also to having kids after the age of 35. I mean, from adoption and so on. But I really would like to have my own also, you know. But from adoption to just so many options nowadays, it's just amazing. I'm going to share some websites with you. And even my doctor is, my OBGYN is at the Woman's Clinic, and that clinic specializes in fertility and provide different options for women and couples and so on. So, you know, it's important if you really, really want a child, male or female, there are different options and ways of having kids, you know, really. I mean, look at Elton John and his hubby. Obviously, after the age of 35, same-sex couple, you know, they have a son. Michael Jackson, you know, was his third child. I mean, he was blessed to have a surrogate. I mean, it's just, you know, amazing how technology is. I mean, I don't know if you're fans of Bill Rancic and Giuliani Rancic, you know, from E! And Bill Rancic, you know, he won... on top of my tongue, The Apprentice a few years back. You know, I love their reality show, and they really have that part of their life shared. I'm not quite sure of their ages, though. Are they over 35? But that's another topic to talk about. For any age, to talk about, you know, the struggles, the easiness and the struggles of having kids are going through an adoption process. That's a whole nother show. But again, a lot of my shows, since Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, is still in developmental stages. And I must thank you all again. I can never thank you all enough for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and for viewing my profile at Culture Shock Inc. That's KulturShockEnt hyphen Beth. I'm already approaching 22,000 views. And so, I mean, just thank you so much, you know, from those who know me personally and to those who only know me online, to those of you that just dig the show. And I thank you for your feedback and for your videos and for friending me and for encouraging certain show topics in the near future. And I look forward to some of you being guests on the show and also talking with you about your music projects or what you're doing right now. What are you doing in the community? What's up in your area? You know, what's up in our area? Tomorrow, the Mayor Harvey Johnson Jr., will be presenting the State of the City address at an area that is called the Medical Mall. And so he will be presenting that address tomorrow afternoon from the Medical Mall. Last year, he presented it from the Metro Center Mall, a mall that... I'll tell you more about the mall, about Metro Center Mall, but it's an area of the city where there's a lot of businesses, but like in a lot of cities, still need that to happen. So I'm sure a lot of you know what I mean by that. I mean, that mall, you know, malls are really exciting, but then nowadays we have so much going on, online shopping, different forms of shopping centers and outlet malls and so on. So, but it's important for us to support. I grew up a mall brat, and Metro Center Mall was an important part of my upbringing. Even the Medical Mall where he's presenting tomorrow, it was a retailer mall. But now it's a medical mall with a few shopping retailers in it and restaurants located in it also. But I just wanted to say, well, that's what's up with that. Then also, I'm looking at the time because we definitely need to talk about that topic. But there's information that I need to share. Well, again, condolences to those of you who supported former First Lady Betty Ford, the current First Lady. I have seen reports that she would be in attendance of the funeral. And there's just so much news going on. There's sports news going on. But I think we should take a moment of silence out for the First Lady. So let's take a moment of silence out for the First Lady and those that that we have lost recently, and just a moment of silence to pray for one another. So let's do it right now. 3, 2, 1. Amen. Or, you know, I said amen because I said a silent prayer. But a moment of silence could be positive thoughts or just, you know, collecting thoughts or sending good vibes and good love vibes out to the world. That's what moment of silence is for to do whatever you want during your moment of silence time. please excuse me for clearing my throat. But we have a lot of sports news I need to touch base on. Thursday and Friday shows will be sports shows. Thursday, we'll talk about the ESPYs because the ESPYs will broadcast Wednesday night on the 13th on ESPN. So we'll talk about the ESPYs awards on Thursday. And then Friday, just let's talk more sports. Everything from, you know, the All-Star, MLB baseball game that's happening tonight. Oh, ESPN Radio, and I guess on regular ESPN also. So, to the NFL, NBA, and hopefully not the potentially MLB lockout, because you know there's been a little talk about the baseball league, Major League Baseball might have a lockout, but we have to, you know, definitely. I hear that the NFL might. It looked like things are looking good. They might come to an agreement. So, obviously, those informal meetings that occurred over the weekend were for the better. So, it's good to have those good informal meetings, you know, to knock out the kinks. So, when you attend the major meetings, things can already be situated. So, the reports that I've been receiving, you know, and checking, digging on me throughout the media and emails that I have received is that, you know, we should know something because we already knew about the deadline that was the 15th. But, see, they're hoping to have things solidified in a positive way on July 21st, doing NFL meetings in Atlanta. So we're looking at NFL lockout, hopefully, prayerfully ending no later than the 21st. And then that means that pretty much the season, everything should be a go. They're going to have to rush up some things regarding camps, you know, and so on. So I guess that's why a lot of teams already decided, especially those that do at-home training camps. Many of those decided to go ahead and just have at-home training camps. Because, you know, you have to make travel arrangements and, you know, the eating arrangements. I mean, you know, the team have their pretty much wherever they practice at, that's where they eat at. But, you know, you have to make all type of travel arrangements and so on regarding that. So, with that said, I just wanted to share that with you all. That sounds kind of crazy, but I just wanted to share that info with you all. I was listening to ESPN Radio over, I guess, SportsCenter AM, and Tony Gonzalez of Atlanta, he, you know, they were, a reporter was asking him about his opinion regarding the NFL lockout, and he said that he's rather pessimistic regarding the ending of the NFL lockout because he gets pretty much tired of having his hopes up, and then nothing happens. And that's understandable, too. But he was like, hey, I'm ready to play some ball, and I know the fans are ready for a season. And he's so right. But, you know, I think Reggie Bush and I think on Twitter or on Facebook one, he was talking about he's ready for, he's having fun, but he's ready for practice, too, and for the lockout to be over with. And I was just letting him know, hey, the feeling's mutual. We feel the same way, you know. We understand how the players feel because we feel the same exact way. Really. And when I mentioned take a moment of silence for those we have lost recently, I was obviously for the First Lady, but also for others. Like, for instance, I was just looking at footage of the funeral held for Shannon Stone, the fireman who fell attempting to catch the ball from his son's favorite baseball player, thrown by his son's favorite baseball player, Josh Hamilton. So that is that's just a sad story, isn't it? So we just have to keep everyone involved in that, and really all sports fans, we in our prayers. I mean, we can have fun, but you know, we definitely have to be careful. Really, we do. And one thing about fans do look after one another. We have to definitely have one another's back, even if we're fans of rival teams. I mean, this is all about just clean, good fun, really. But I had a little interruption, if you all heard a little. Interruption. So please excuse me for that if I seemed hesitant, because I had to do something. You probably heard my doorbell ring. Okay. But really, what else is going on? Oh, my goodness. There's discussion about Pac-Man Jones been arrested, and if he will have to go back on something about probation. I have to get more news and information about that. Dancing with the Stars champion Hines Ward, what's going on with that DUI incident outside of Atlanta? So you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of news really happening. But since the topic is about parenthood after the age of 35, I just wanted to touch base on certain topics, and so on. We have about 9 more minutes, but there's something I had been wanting to share before for the longest about tweeting and online network marketing. And it's the brief little article I had seen in NAF, in the NAF magazine, National Association for Female Executives, an organization that I've been a member of for many years. I've been trying to confirm and work out my memberships with National Association of Professional Women. I mean, I thought I was a member, but I need my membership number, so some logistics I need to work out on confirming. Because the past few years, I've been responding back to them and attempting to confirm my membership. So it's some things I need to work out with that organization. But NAF, there's no question about it. I am a member of NAF. But there's an article in a NAF mag about tweet your way to better business. And I've been intending to share this for ages, and I have to take time to share this. Since, you know, a lot of us, this is online, this is an internet entertainment lifestyle show, and our social networking is a part of our lifestyle. These days, using Facebook as a marketing tool is almost mandatory. But before you ask clients to friend you or follow you on Twitter, consider most effective uses of social media. Here, top tips from Giovanni Gallucci, an award-winning new media producer, author, and digital media strategist. One, research. Learn how to find your existing and potential customers. Search for groups and buckets of people who share a demographic on the social media sites. Then join the groups and start interacting. Two, expand, don't replace. Use social media to amp up current strategies, not replace them. Some small business owners and entrepreneurs think social media is going to come in and replace their other types of advertising and marketing, says Gallucci. We find the best success when we use sites like Twitter to complement other advertising and marketing tactics. Three, build slowly. Start with just one, two, maybe three sites that make sense for your industry. Build groups for disseminating information, posting giveaways on Facebook, and sharing links about new trends on Twitter. Four, these are really bullet points, but I'm going by number. Four, protect your reputation. Be mindful about how your brand and products are perceived. Be careful about what you say online and how you respond to customers' posts, comments, and concerns. Address any problems and clearly explain what went wrong. And five, keep up the momentum. If you don't find value initially, don't give up. Gallucci advises, that's the writer of this article. There's no magical number for how long it takes to get traction. You need to give yourself enough time so you can build a following. Now, that's a very keep it short and simple article about the advantages of tweaking your way to better business. And also, you know, to me, it's like cross-marketing to me. You know, cross-marketing the different ways that you deal with social networking and then other forms of marketing and other forms of networking. Because I'm from the old school. I'm 42. So I've always loved networking, in-person networking. I started blogging and online in 2007. So to me, internet, social media, to me, it's still kind of new, and but it's fun and it's very important and it's what's happening in real time. And then you can network. It's just amazing how you can just network with individuals and groups just worldwide. So it's just amazing. But I think you be very, you know, selective with your how you tweet and how you respond professionally. Really. So, from the publication of NAPS Magazine, the September 2011 NAPS Magazine. So, you know, that's good for both genders. Good advice for all people. But I just wanted to share that, and I've been wanting to share that with you all ever since I received my magazine a few months ago. But so I'm like, wait a second, right now I'm going to go ahead and share that information. Have a few minutes, and I'm not even in the chat room. I'm going to go in the chat room right quick to say hi to whomever is in the chat room right now. And hopefully before the end of the week, I'll have my system operating 100% so I can retrieve phone calls. You all can call 1-714-409-0614. I'm in the chat room, but I only have a few minutes, and I'll stay in the chat room a little while after the show is over in case anyone would like to chat in the chat room. But that's pretty much what I had to say. I had to share that. It was very simple but very important. Before I go into this top 10 reasons to have a baby after the age 35, an article that I researched at NetPlace that's written by Brett McWhorter-Simber. I'm going to share some websites with you, which is good for all people, men, women, couples, singles. Visit websites, especially for mothers, mothersover40.com, mothersover35.com, celebritybabyscoop.com, some of my favorite celebrities in recent years have had kids after the age of 35, like Halle Berry. I mean, Sandra Bullock, her adopted son, she's in her 40s, and she decided to have her baby, right? I mean, if you adopt a baby through a surgery again, you're still a parent, male or female, a couple or single. Kelly Preston and John Travolta, they just had another baby, right? I mentioned Mariah Carey and Nick, Jennifer Lopez, Julianne Moore, Brooke Shields, Tina Fey, not to mention Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. Both of those are my favorite. And I must congratulate the Becks for the birth of their girl. After having all these sons, they have their my little girl, which weighed 7 pounds and 10 ounces. So congratulations to them. Have about 30 seconds, so I'm going to hurry up and go through these top 10 reasons to have a baby after age 35. I'll go backwards. 10, you will never regret the decision to become a mother, but you might regret deciding to keep it. Yeah. Might decide not to make that decision. There are more options than ever before on the pathway to motherhood. All you have to do is choose one. Okay, the 10 seconds is almost up. I'm going to keep on talking about the top 10 of the 10 reasons to have a child after age 35, and then the show will conclude a few minutes after that. So to hear the top 10 in its entirety, please visit my profile to hear that information, okay? I thank you, and I really appreciate your support. God bless, and you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Again, top 10, you will never regret the decision to become a mother, but you might regret deciding the other way. 9, there are more options than ever before on a pathway to motherhood. All you have to do is choose one. 8, creating a child is your contribution to the future. 7, you can do it all. 6, Mr. Right hasn't shown up, and there's no reason to wait any longer to be a mom. And in some cases, to be a father, Mrs. Wright hadn't showed up. It's never too late to give your child a sibling. Being married or partnered is wonderful, but being parents is truly fantastic. You've reached a point in your life where you have almost everything else you want. Now it's time to share it with a baby. Having a baby after 35 is not risky. And it's likely to go smoothly. 1, age is just a number. Motherhood always gives you a young soul. So that is the top 10. Those are the top 10 reasons maybe after 35 that I researched at NetPlaces, written by Brett Mahorst-Sember. But then also through my research, you know, they said that, you know, mothers over 35, it's very important for them to be monitored because complications can occur. Things like Down syndrome and other complications. So it is important to really watch those that become pregnant over age 35. But then also there have been reports, too, that more women over 35 and 40 are having babies than teenagers nowadays. So that is pretty much good news, because one while teenagers were the number one segment that were, well, I don't know if they were number one, but the numbers were really high in parenthood. But again, thank you so much for spending time and spending your quality time with me to listen to today's show at 9:30. Now, tomorrow will be about hot current news topics from everything that's happening. We'll even talk about, Kaylee's Law. Not necessarily the trial, but the possibility of Kaylee's Law becoming a law, not only in Florida, but across the United States. That is a law where parents, it's a must, the parents must report their children or their child missing. Okay? In the near, yeah. So some other laws I would like to talk about also. But it is an entertainment lifestyle show, and these are issues that are part of our lifestyle. So tomorrow's show will be about hot current topics, and Thursday's show will be about the ESPYs Award, and Friday we'll be talking more about sports. And you know, Saturday is the weekend edition, where we'll preview, review, and recap. Hopefully my system will be 100% where I can retrieve phone calls. My occasional co-host and my guests can call in also. But Ms. Sheila Ramsey and Ms. Janice Lewis are having a blast out there in California. I know many of you are tweeting them and talking with them on Facebook. Ms. Janice does have a profile here at blogtalkradio.com. You can visit my page and see it. It's Janice Lewis. You can network and message her. And Ms. Sheila Ramsey's mother has a blogtalkradio.com profile also. And her name is, you see her last name, Ramsey, Myra Ramsey. So you can network with her mother on blogtalkradio.com also. But, you know, she tweets Sheila Ramsey, and she's on Facebook, and Denise tweets also. And she's on Facebook, so they are having a blast. They're learning a lot, and they're looking forward to their performances in a couple weeks at the conclusion of their time at Advanced Artist Programs with OperaWorks.com. So shout out to them and Boss and everyone who are just having a blast, learning a lot there in L.A., in Hollywood. So thank you all very much, and I have some information posted and tweeted, and I'll try my best to blog more at culturestudyreports.wordpress.com also. And remember to like my reports. It'll pop up when you search it, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And you know it's KULTURESHOKENTREPORTZ. And also, I'll be back on God willing at the regular time, 5:30 tomorrow. At 6 o'clock a.m., I have another Mark online party event beginning at 6 a.m. And it will last until mid-August. And it'll be, you know, on my online Facebook page with Mark, and you can visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams, but then also my Facebook pages. And what I was saying is my Mark online party being stored at 6 is called Beth Mark Girl. That's my Mark Twitter name, Beth Mark Girl online beauty fashion summer training camp. You know, been a sports fan and vibing the importance of summer camps ever since I was a little girl. I mean, why not? There's not a lockout happening in my beauty world, in my fashion world, so have a beauty fashion training camp going on right now, summer training camp. You know, pretty much educating and sharing the importance of basic life skills, dealing with skincare and makeup application, and, you know, grooming, you know, for the entire family, men, women, and kids, and promoting more products at the same time. Okay? Well, I thank you so much, and until next time, God bless. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.